John Pedler from The Lot. Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Morning.
Very well indeed. You know stuff about stuff. So when it comes to those posters, John, are they pre-printed and does each lotto place have one, or do you guys or The Lot or go, oh, it's going to jackpot to 120 million. Quick, roll presses and then express post these posters out there to agencies all over the country.
Yeah, look, the agencies have what we call static posters. They have posters up until, you know, a certain range, stuff like that. But then when we get these bigger draws, then obviously the block gets together, all the agencies all over Australia and get together and say, how much are we going to get next one too? So, yeah, look, we do have them ready to go. I can say we have the print button ready to press on possibly the next big one after 120 doesn't go off.
What will it go to? If 120 doesn't go off Thursday, what will next Thursday's be?
Well, it's been talked about. It looks like it could be 160. 160, yeah.
That's amazing.
$160 million.
Well, let's get through 120 on Thursday. And that will be, if it gets won in by an individual, this 120, that will be a record for Australian Lotto. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. So the nurse in Sydney there, she won 107 at a $100 million draw, but she also got a lot of other divisions in a win as well. So that's why she got 107 million, the biggest winner in Australia so far.
We've had a lot of Division 1 winners, haven't we, here in Far North Queensland?
Yeah, we've had some crackers up here. We're probably one of the luckiest areas a couple of years ago there. We had the 70 million there at Cairns Central, Oslotto. Yep. Like you said, Edge Hills had some major ones. DFO's had some major ones. We're still looking for that 2 million that no one's claimed at DFO there from years ago.
Just quickly, one last question. I know that if you are a registered player, The Lot will call you if you win. How many missed calls would I have on a Thursday night, Friday morning for me to think that it's possibly Lotto? Does the guy keep calling people until they answer or just leaves one message?
Very good question, but Matt's a very persistent person in his team, so I wouldn't be surprised if he'd call at least three or four times and then he'd probably, give up.
Oh, right. Fingers crossed. One of us here in Far North Queensland gets a few missed calls on Thursday night. Hey, good on you, John. Thanks for clarifying all of that, mate. And good luck with your ticket on Thursday night in the $120 million jackpot for Powerball.
Thanks, guys. Get out to your local news agency and get yourself a ticket.